You're listening to the Woman Who Chat podcast with me, your host, Sandra Garlick. A podcast where I chat to women in business who share their knowledge and top tips, especially for you. I also share my own tips to help you gain visibility fast so that you appear to be everywhere, even when you're not. I'm delighted to bring this podcast to you each week to inspire and motivate you to achieve. Enjoy the podcast. Woman Who Chat is sponsored by Grow Radio. Grow Radio is an online radio station dedicated to bringing you a different podcast on the hour, every hour. I'm proud that Woman Who Chat is played on Grow Radio every Tuesday at 3 p.m. and Friday at 8 a.m. and to be a part of their podcasting community. If you want to listen to the station, explore their shows, check out many of the blogs to improve your podcasting skills, or get your podcast onto Grow Radio, head over to growradio.uk today. Hello and welcome to Woman Who Chat. In this episode, I'm going to chat to you a little bit about some of my learning. And at the time of recording, I am absolutely exhausted mentally, emotionally, and physically. And that's not because I've overdone it at all. It's because I went to an event yesterday and it just drained every last bit out of me, but made me euphoric in equal measure. So though, for those of you that don't know, I'm a mad football supporter and I love my home team, Coventry City Football Club, and I've supported them since I was a child and have many happy memories of going to the football with my dad. Ironic, really, because my dad hated football, as did my brother. My mother used to march into the room when I was a little girl and switch off the TV and said, we're not watching that rubbish, and send us out to play in the garden or something else. So football was actually banned in our house in its entirety. But you know, when you can't have something, you yearn for it. And I remember when I was at school and people would be talking about football and I longed to go. And I remember going to a youth club when I was about 10 or 11 years old, and a footballer came. And you could have a scarf and he would sign it. And I thought this was the best thing ever. It was wonderful. And it made me want to go. And I asked my mum and she said, no, we don't do football in this house. And I still long to go. So the only probably thing I did do and didn't tell my parents was we used to sneak up to the ground at half time. And eventually wait for them to open the gates because people could leave. We used to sneak in. And just go and watch. And I was just transfixed by the euphoria, the cheering, everything that went on in that stadium. And I only did it a couple of times. And I remember begging my mum to let me go. And she always said no. Well, finally, I absolutely fancied this boy rotten. And I told my mum my life would end if I didn't go to the football and I could see him there. And she eventually gave in and said that I could go, but I wasn't allowed to go in the what they called the West End at the time. And I could attend if I went on the side of the pitch. It was standing in those days. And my dad had to sit behind me as my chaperone in the stand and watch me to make sure I was safe. Well, needless to say, I went to this football match and I had to meet my dad 10 minutes before the end by the exit to make sure I got back to the car safely. And I really didn't want to go. I was enjoying, not the boy, I was enjoying the football. I lost interest in the boy very quickly. And it was just the football that just mesmerized me. I absolutely loved it. I loved watching the game and I loved the atmosphere around me. And it was, Coventry has never been the best team in the world, but it's my team. And it's interesting because when I went to meet my dad 10 minutes before the end, who leaves a football match 10 minutes before the end? But anyway, I went and met him by the exit and he said, oh, just hang on a minute. We'll just watch this bit. And we'll just watch this bit. And we ended up staying there and watched it right to the end. And on the rush back to the car to beat the rest of the fans, as we always used to run to get there and get a quick getaway, my dad said, did you enjoy that? I said, yes. I said, did you? He went, loved it. Shall we come again? And we ended up buying season tickets. And I've got over 40 years of memories, more than that probably, of attending the football with my dad season after season. And I remember when I first started my business, I said to my dad, Shall we go and sit over there? And it was the corporate stands. We used to call them the prawn cocktail brigade. So I said, shall we go and sit in the corporate? And I managed to get tickets in the corporate, and he loved it. So did I. And I could see the business potential side from it. So I bought corporate seats and eventually ended up in the boardroom and subsequently working for the club as well, which is like your dream come true. It's like getting paid to do your hobby. But that aside, getting back to why I'm so exhausted today, we were at Wembley. We've been at Wembley 4 times in the last 7 years, which has been an amazing journey. And we didn't win. And this is my learning, really. We didn't win yesterday, but we felt like winners. And the reason for that, it was, I think, is my learning from it is the perspective you put on things. We were 3-0 down. And we could have walked away at that point, and I believe some fans did, only a few, but I believe the odd one did. And it was very deflating, but we were playing a top Premiership side, a world-class Premiership side, and we probably expected to lose on the day. And we still went out there for the second half, and we were still there as one, 36,000 fans cheering, singing as one. And the perspective we put on that was we were there to enjoy the day. We were there to enjoy the experience. We got to Wembley. And the thing was, it turned very quickly. It turned into something very euphoric and memorable. I'm briefly interrupting this podcast to tell you about the Woman Who Live and awards lunch on Friday, the 10th of May. It's a morning of personal development, business growth, and networking, and an afternoon of inspiration and celebration, all in the beautiful marquee at Combe Abbey Hotel for 200 plus women in business and a few men too. If you're looking to get your product or service in front of my audience, I have some great sponsorship and partnership opportunities available. From branded table, pop-up banners, adverts, through to sponsoring the goodie bags. Interested? Visit womanwho.co.uk/events or get in touch for more information. Now back to the podcast. And we scored a goal. Now, we could have gone away and said, well, our side didn't try, they gave up, but they didn't. They lifted their heads up, and as a team, they went forward and they scored that goal, and we celebrated. And if we'd walked away at that time and that been at the end of the game, we'd have said, our team did its best and we were there to support them. But they went on and they scored another goal and another goal. And at that point, we were level pegging. And it was almost as if that Premiership team just couldn't put anything past us. Our confidence grew. We lifted our heads up and we fought. As they say in our song, we fought till the game was won. And there's a controversial fourth goal that we scored. And the lovely VAR decided that it wasn't a goal, even though we knew it was in our hearts. But we walked away from that stadium like winners. The losing team, we were the losing team, stayed in the stadium. When we looked up at full time, after extra time, after penalties, which we unfortunately didn't win, we looked up and all the winning team fans had left the stadium. We were still there. We were still cheering. We were supporting. And for that reason, we were the winning team on the day. So why am I talking to you about that, and where am I sharing that with you? Well, my mum always brought me up to be non-competitive. She said it was the taking part that counts. It was taking the most from the experience. It was taking the positive from any experience. And I am the least competitive person you could ever wish to meet. And I know sometimes we think it's all about winning. It's all about the prize. It's all about the eye on the prize and being the best and being the winner and being the most popular and having the most followers and all those things. But to me, it isn't. It's about the engagement. It's about the taking part. It's about maximizing the opportunities along the journey. And I say this to my award winners. We're just going through my award process at the time of recording this, and my awards are less than a few weeks away. And my wonderful finalists have been interviewed, and the winners have been selected, the trophies ordered. And I say to them, right the way through the process from entering, it's not all about the winning. Yes, it's great to get a winner trophy, it's great to get that winner badge, but it's not all about a label, because everybody is a winner who enters my awards. They are a winner for entering, for putting their business down on paper, if you like, albeit electronic. They are a winner for engaging and lifting everybody else up through the process. They're a winner for the journey they've been on and recognizing their achievements and wanting to celebrate them. They're a winner for turning up, for wanting to be in the room, for wanting to celebrate everybody else's success. They're a winner for being a finalist. And they're a winner for just celebrating themselves and celebrating their achievements and celebrating everything about the awards stand for. And yes, there will be winners on stage on the day. But as I've always said, everybody gets their moment. Everybody gets photographed. Everybody gets their moment on stage and everybody gets celebrated. Because in my eyes, everybody was a winner. Everybody is a winner at my awards. And I love the support in the room when anybody goes up on stage, but when a winner is called, I love the support from everybody else around them. I love the support from everybody in the room that maybe isn't a winner, because it's that togetherness, it's that lifting up, it's that euphoric moment when everybody is in that moment and sees the positive of somebody else lifting a trophy. And it's great to see that it's the creating the opportunities, it's about creating that opportunity for others to shine in the spotlight and celebrate that. So for me, winning is about the journey. It's about the experience. It's about not necessarily shouting the loudest to be heard. It's about taking part. And it's about seeing why everyone can be a winner, no matter what you do. So in this short podcast, really, I just wanted to share my learning from yesterday was really, it's about the learning from what we go through, from that experience. My team have learned that they have an amazing fan base behind them and probably wider than they ever thought possible. It's the learning about that they could lift their heads up and come from a 3-0 defeat to equalise and potentially win on the day against a Premiership world-class team, but they had the capacity to do that. And they now know when they put their football boots on the next time and when they put their best foot forward, that they can achieve that because they've already done it. And sometimes in business, when we want to achieve something, we can hold ourselves back and think, I can't do that, I'm not good enough. But when you've done something and you've taken part in a process and you've lifted your head and you've thought and you've done it once, you know you can achieve it. So when you go to do it next time, you don't even have that hesitation. And I sometimes use visualization for that. When I haven't done something, I visualize actually doing it and achieving it. And therefore, when I go to do it, I feel as if I've already achieved it. I feel as if I've already experienced that. And I feel as if I've already done it before. And it's about maximizing those opportunities that come along. So there will be so many opportunities for the football team, for the stories that come out of that, for those memorable moments, for those memorable moments that they gave the fans in that experience. People will be talking about that for decades. People will remember it forever. But what opportunities can spring from that? And I look at my awards and I look at those women on the stage and those photographs that they get afterwards. How many of them use those photographs? How many of you of them will use those video clips? How many of them will use those memories and use the opportunity to shine and shout about their success? Because that's where the winning comes from. And it's about enjoying the experience. It's about enjoying the highs, because with the highs come the lows, but it's the perspective you place on those lows and how you react to them, to what opportunities can come from that. So I always say, whatever happens in life, whether it's a high, whether it's a low, there is a learning from it, there's an experience from it, and there's an opportunity to create something from it. So yes, I am exhausted today, mentally, physically, emotionally, but wow, how do I feel euphoric inside? I feel that there's that air of anticipation and excitement and everything, the possibilities of going forward, not only for my football team, but for me as a person. There was that shared lifting and support for our team that day. And you can translate that so easily into business. So I hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. It's been slightly different from the usual one, but I wanted to share that learning with you. And I'm surprised I've even got a voice today because I was singing my heart out in the stands and celebrating that moment and being on that winning team, even though we didn't win. It wasn't all about winning for us, but we felt as if we were the winning team yesterday. I'll be back next week with another podcast. Thank you for listening to the Woman Who Chat podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Join me next week for more inspiration, learning, and top tips. In the meantime, visit womanwho.co.uk to find out how you can start your Woman Who journey or even feature on a future podcast. You can also join the Woman Who Achieves community on Facebook. The link is in the show notes. There, you'll get the opportunity to network, find support, and make new connections with over 1,000 women in business. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss next week's podcast. And if there are any topics you would like to hear, just get in touch with me, your host, Sandra Garlick.